Bradford Today welcomes letters to the editor at natasha@bradfordtoday.ca. Please include your daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. I am one of your readers who has memories of Queen Elizabeth when she was a princess. I recall the day in 1947 when our parents, my brothers and I listened to the radio broadcast of the wedding of Elizabeth and Philip in the middle of the night, est. Our family went to Toronto in 1951 to join the crowd cheering Princess Elizabeth and Prince Philip as they toured Canada. My brother, Tom, a lieutenant in the Royal Canadian Navy in 1953, marched in the Queen's coronation parade in London. I greatly admired the Queen over her 70-year reign as head of the Commonwealth and as head of State of Canada. The Queen referred to herself as at home in Canada and as a friend of Canada, not just a fair-weather friend. She demonstrated this in June 2010 when she visited Toronto a few days after the G20 conference and the ensuing riots in the streets. She truly lifted the spirits of the people during those sad days. Wherever the Queen went throughout the Commonwealth, she brought joy and happiness to the people. I always enjoyed following the progress of the Queen as she served the people of the Commonwealth and the world community. I was saddened by the death of the Queen and joined people throughout the Commonwealth in mourning the Queen, in celebrating her truly remarkable life of service, and in wishing God's blessings upon King Charles III. Robert Evans, Bradford.